Okay, hi everyone. So Laura, Jeannie here, and we have a special guest this week. We have Mandy with us. Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
And today, this episode is going to be all about Mandy's experience. So Mandy's an IBA student. She joins, I think, almost a year ago. Was it something like that?
It was actually about 5 months ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Amazing results in 5 months. So we'll be talking about Mandy's journey, how she started her business, what her experience was like also inside IBA. So yeah, let's dive straight in. Welcome to the L Synergy podcast.
The perfect place to learn everything about building and scaling your business online.
I'm Laura Haylit.
And I'm Jeannie Fierce. We went from being on furlough from our corporate jobs to building a multiple six-figure business in our first year of business. All that with the power of Instagram and no-fluff business strategies.
But hey, you can do this too. On this podcast, we share the behind the scenes of growing an online empire, reaching new heights, and how you can juggle it all.
I just broke 40,000 followers. I booked out clients for 4 months in a row.
Since I was 23 years old, I was like, no, corporate is not for me.
You took a specific niche and it shows that it's so profitable.
If you're just waiting for your environment to approve, you can wait a long time.
I quit my job.
Okay, so before we start, Laura forgot to mention what is IBA for the one who, you know, just jump in the podcast and don't actually know us that well. IBA is one of our online programs. So it's Instant Business Academy, where we teach authors on how to grow an engaged audience on Instagram and how to convert them into paying clients. And yeah, Mandy joined 5 months ago. And yeah, Mandy, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. So I'm Mandy. Hi, everybody. I am from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I am a coach for ADHD women entrepreneurs. So that means that I coach women with ADHD on how to turn their brilliant ideas into thriving businesses.
I love that.
Funny enough, we had Jasmine last week who has ADHD.
Yeah, I was just thinking, we have quite a few people inside IBA that have ADHD, yeah. But Jeannie and I were talking about it the other day because I think we both have some ADHD tendencies as well. Like, not sure, but when we look it up, we're like, huh. So I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs have ADHD and it just means that we're all geniuses.
I totally agree. And there's this awesome fact that's like, ADHD people are 300% more likely to become entrepreneurs.
Really?
I got it from this book. It's so cool.
Oh, wow. Well, that's maybe why, Jeannie.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's really hard to, I mean, for me, it was definitely hard to just stay in the 9-to-5 after I was going, I had to deal with a lot of depression. So yeah, my mental health has never been better than working for myself. So yeah, I can only confirm. But yeah, that sounds awesome, Mandy. So I don't know, like, tell us a little bit more about maybe your background. How did you come up with the idea of coming up with a business? How did it all started?
Yeah, so I grew up in a family that was, you know, there was no entrepreneurs. And so it was taught to me from a very young age, like, grow up, get a job, get good benefits and a 401k. And, you know, I was diagnosed with ADHD around 14. So there was a lot of stigma there as well. Like, you know, you're unfocused, you're lazy, you don't follow through. And so that played a lot of like a big part into my upbringing and like how I started my career. I also, you know, I studied business in school and for some reason, you know, I just never really thought that entrepreneurship was for me because of all the things that were told to me. And it was about 7 years into corporate America where I was like, this sucks. Like, this can't be it. You know, there's got to be something else. And I always felt like I was meant for great things and I had all this potential. So that was about 5 years ago. And ever since then, I've been reading books, listening to podcasts, and I started businesses. And, you know, my problem was I was starting the wrong businesses. I was reading those lists online, like, start this business. It's the best for this year. And, you know, like, okay, I'll start a web design business. And that didn't work.
It's like, where's I'm following real trends? You were following the trends for actually starting a business.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, after like four of those businesses, I was like, okay, this isn't working either. Like, what am I going to do here? So I actually was having a chat with my best friend out on my back patio, like, you know, woe is me, this isn't working. And it just, I had this light bulb moment where I realized, okay, I have all this business knowledge. I love setting up businesses, seeing the big vision, being able to put all those pieces together. I have all this experience for the past 20 years learning ADHD strategies, you know, adapting things that have been taught to me to fit my brain and how to become this, you know, in standards of things, I've been a very quote unquote high achiever. So it all kind of like this big light bulb went off, like, oh my gosh, like I need to help other women with ADHD build businesses, free themselves from corporate America and really start building the life of their dreams and becoming their own boss and building this amazing life for themselves. That is what I need to do.
I love that.
That's really cool. I like this because I can totally resonate with with the following trends on what, you know, opening businesses. Like my goal was like, I want to own a business, but I don't know what business. I just want to own a business, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would just like, you know, work on some projects. So I can only relate to this. I think there's a lot of people who just want to start something and just get confused and they're like, oh, e-commerce is booming, I should do e-commerce or whatever. But really what they should focus on is your strength. What are you good at? You know, what do you love doing? And basically the answer is often here is like the things that you naturally drawn into. So for you, it's business and ADHD. It was there the whole time. It was the same.
Totally.
Like marketing, business. Well, it was there really. And I was working marketing. I enjoyed it. I just didn't enjoy the corporate world. So yeah, I think if there's anyone who's listening to us and is confused on what kind of business they should start, I think just listen to what you enjoy doing and what you're good at and follow that path, really.
I think it's such a big thing as well, because like a lot of people, I think also like in general, if you're going to start a business just from following, let's say, a trend, it's going to be really hard to push through as well, because like at some point you need to do something that you love. Like something we keep telling even ourselves is like, let's build the business that we want to be running, that we enjoy, because I mean, literally our employees, they might not be there next year or in 5 years, but we are still going to be here and we can't just like run away from this business. No, we're in this for the long run and we want it to be sustainable. And I think it's really good that you at some point like then realize, okay, this needs to be about my passion and what I'm even doing in my free time. Like you said, reading books and, you know, looking at ADHD strategies.
Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast. We really appreciate your support. Now back to the show.
Okay, but so when you then started that business, what was it like? Like, what were some struggles that you were coming across with this new business? Where do you feel like you needed help? Like, how was that journey?
Yeah, so in the beginning, so with my experience building all of these businesses before, I felt very confident in my business foundations, right? The mission statement, the values, bringing those to the table. I felt really confident with that. When I really hit a roadblock was, okay, so I really needed to figure out how to create a strong content strategy so that I could attract my ideal client and convert my followers into paying clients. Mm-hmm. That's where I was really struggling until I met you all.
How did you find us?
I'm pretty sure Reels. Like I definitely found you guys in the very, very beginning. So I remember, you know, I probably had less than 1,000 followers at the time when I found you both. And I was like, oh, like I, you know, it was just I really liked your personalities, the information that I was getting from you both. And you two became really like some of the most influential accounts in my very early days. So it was very early on in my Instagram journey that I started taking these tips from you.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Gina and I are just sitting here like little babies, like smiling, by the way.
It's so true though, honestly, like, you know, it really is like you two are the accounts that I really was like, okay, like I really like them. I understand what they're saying. Like it resonates with me. And also just like the inspiration factor, like, you know, hearing your stories, the way you portrayed them, I was like, all right, like I can do this too.
That's good. I love that really because good. A lot of people forget about it. Like they just see inspiration and then get demotivated when it just should be like, I can do that as well. Like, you know, if other people are doing it, I can do it as well.
I think it can be scary, right? Like sometimes you're like, is that even real? Like I had this thing lately where you know, I share this reel about my story and, you know, I share some screenshot because I think it's inspirational, you know, and it's always good. But then I had someone DMing me and being nice about it, you know, and being like, hey, you know, is this real? Are your screenshot real or is it fake it until you make it, you know? And it's fine if it is, I just need to know if it's doable. And I'm like, damn, I'm not gonna lie about, you know, the fake it until you make it. I mean, there's a limit to it, you know, you can't just spread lies either. So of course it's all real. And I mean, it's hard, I was saying to Robert, I just don't know how else to prove it, you know, like, I mean,
you went on your stories and logged it into Kajabi and said, look, this is our Kajabi, it says L Synergy. This is our revenue. This is like literally like what else can you do?
It's hard to, I get it, you know, it's hard to be like, but is this even possible, you know? And like I was the first one to doubt it, you know, a couple of years ago, being like, yeah, bullshit, those people don't make six figures and so on. But you know, it can happen. You can grow on Instagram, you can make money on Instagram. It's not always happening overnight, but it can happen for sure.
And how was it for you, Mandy? Like, obviously you joined IVA, like how was that process for you? When did you decide like, okay, enough's enough. Now I'm actually just gonna like jump in and yeah, invest in myself.
Yeah. You know, I read this somewhere and I can't remember where I read it, but it's like, it talks about how when you find somebody on the internet that you connect with, you resonate with, that you, you know, are learning from, and then they offer a course or some sort of paid product, the answer is like the question kind of becomes not if I'm going to purchase, but when I'm going to purchase. And that's kind of where it was for me with when I learned about IBA from your stories. I remember being like, okay, that's something I want to do, but when am I going to do this? And, you know, like a lot of people probably, I've been burned with a bad investment in the past. And I kind of just had to like get that confidence up in that big investment in myself. And when I did, it was very quickly that things really started to take off for me, which was really cool and like just amazing to look back at. So when I first joined IBA, I think I had around 7,000 followers. I had no paid product. I was still kind of just like floating around trying to figure it out. And then since then, I just broke 40,000 followers the other day, which is wild. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. I mean, thank like you. It's better than us, right? Like it took me, I mean, Reels wasn't a thing back then, but it took me 9 months to grow 30,000 followers. And how much, like, what, it took you 4 months to grow 40,000? Like,
yeah, probably around 6 months or so.
Yeah,
that's really but cute. One of the big things, you know, obviously, like we talk about, right? The number of followers doesn't necessarily matter, but mm-hmm. One of the biggest things I'm proud of is I actually, you know, I'm making money. I remember we were in a call with IBA and I was talking, I got on the screen and I was like, okay, so I need help with my offer. And Lara was like, well, just start selling something. And I was like, oh, brilliant. You know,
why did I not think of that?
Like, oh, great. So smart, you know, and you both like, you took the time to like help walk me through it. And like, we made a plan and I went on my stories that day and started selling a beta coaching program. And within 3 weeks of doing that, I had all four spots sold.
That was amazing.
That's my mind was like completely blown. I was like, oh, I should have thought of this.
Yeah, that's great though. But sometimes you just need that little push and an external point of view or the step-by-step sort of thing to see it. You know, we all know certain things, but until you get the full framework or the full sort of external view, it's sometimes hard to see where you're going wrong or why it's not converting.
So you gain 40,000 followers, you sign a few beta clients, and then what happened?
So my biggest win and the thing that I am like so excited about and so thankful for is I quit my job. Yay!
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really
cool. I fucking love that because honestly, I know how, you know, when you, you know, working, you can even like your job. Laura loves her job, but quitting your job to just follow your path and your passion and, you know, making your own money and, you know, not being dependent on someone else is just such an amazing feeling. So massive congratulations to you. How does it feel?
It feels insane. Like it's amazing. Like, this is something I've been working for 5 years. I've been trying so many things, countless hours, like failure after failure. You know, everybody close to me kept looking at me with these like pity eyes, like, you know, just maybe it's not for you, or keep going. It's like, you know, finally I have something that's working and I love it. Like, it, you know, and I've booked out clients for 4 months in a row.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's and great. it was just like, all right, well, it's either, you know, it's time to make a choice. It's either take the biggest risk of my life, or I stay in this comfort zone that's not going to make me happy. So, you know, I remember on a call, Ginny was like, you know, well, if you quit, you have 8 extra hours a day to work on your business. Yeah. I was like, huh, that's very true. Again. and I, you know, not only like all the lessons I've learned and all the, you know, everything I've learned inside of IBA, like just the support from you both and from the Facebook community has been so helpful. Like, you know, both of you saying like, well, you are ready. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. I am. And encouraging me to take the step and not continue to wait, because if you continue to wait, you know, just the stress of doing both for so long can make one of them, you know, wane a little bit, or, you know, the momentum go down. And, you know, without the support and all the knowledge, like I wouldn't be here 100%.
That's amazing. Well, we're so glad. Honestly, this kind of story just like, oh, makes me so happy, because I know the feeling so well. Like, I struggled for 8 years to, like, since I was, I was putting an email together earlier, and I was like, yeah, since I was 23 years old, I was like, no, it's not gonna, corporate is not for me.
Yeah.
I just spent, you know, 24K in a master's degree, but no, it's not for me. and then trying to figure it out and, you know, being desperate to just having my own thing. And then when you finally be able to quit, it's just, this feeling is insane. So that's amazing. And yeah, like, I think what you say is very important, is that at some point, I'm sure there's so many side hustlers who actually have a few clients, but don't really have this support and, you know, don't believe enough in themselves, which is completely normal. I mean, doing this by myself, I would have freaked out. I was glad I had Laura. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, having support and having, you know, making sure you have the strategy on the side, being like, hey, you can do this, you know, you can actually make this happen, because otherwise I'm sure so many people end up, you know, being like, not being so great with their clients and not really looking for more clients because, you know, they're dreading it and they're fearing it and then getting stuck and then just end up, you know, like staying in corporate and not really enjoying themselves.
It's almost making me think of something, Ginny. I'm like wondering if we should do like a monthly or bi-monthly thread in the IBA community of like, who's quitting their job this month? And then they can all jump on a call and get ready together.
Because oh, I love that.
Like, honestly, when, you know, Jeannie and I, and now this is like a bit over a year ago, but when we quit, it was like, it was so scary. Even though we were making money, it is scary. And I think I really love that you talked about the community, because it is such a big push, because especially if your surroundings, like you said before, are not very entrepreneurial, like at least, you know, where you were brought up, it's sometimes difficult to do something that feels very different than your environment, right? So
I think just quitting, like just building an online business, and I would say even worse when you're a woman, right? And I mean, I'm not even gonna talk about all the issues with opportunities and stuff, but I mean, it's something so like, people look at you like, oh, are you sure? Is it really going to work? And if you're counting, because I was literally, again, I was planning content, so I was writing about it. I was like, if you're just waiting for your environment to approve, you know, you can wait a long time, because people are always going to say, are you sure? Are you sure you're ready? Even my boyfriend was like, are you sure you're ready to quit? I was like, fuck it, I'm quitting. But like, it's crazy. Like, even my partner who believes in me and has his own business, you know, even he was doubting and being like, make sure that you're sure and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can always find another job, you know, and I'm even sure your normal job, if you were good enough, like they would take you back. And, you know, worst case scenario is that you will find another job. You'll be fine. You know, you found this job, you'll find another one. So what the worst that can happen? You know, you tried it and you give it a good shot and it didn't work, and fair enough, at least you tried and don't have any regrets. So
that's 100%.
That's such a powerful thing, by the way, Jeannie, what you said, like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, that was like the first 6 months of business. I always asked myself, what's the worst that can happen? When I quit, when I launched something, when something went wrong, like, I literally, that was like my key, like, question of the day, if that even makes sense. And like you said, like, what's the worst that can happen when you quit your job? Corporate is always going to be there. You might have an amazing extra experience if for some reason you still want to go back to corporate. I mean, I even speaking myself, I came from startup and then went to corporate and got a management job as a brand manager at a really, really young age because I came from an entrepreneurial background. So I also think in general, if for some reason you do want to go back to corporate, you're going to like make double your wage by the time that you had those experiences in the first place. So yeah, I mean, that's really powerful. And speaking of boyfriends, Jeannie, I remember that Dickon told me when I started my business, when you like, he was super supportive and he never told me. But then when I actually like made it, you know, or made money, he was like, I have to admit, I was really skeptical in the beginning. I didn't want to tell you because you were so motivated. But like, I thought, what the fuck is she gonna make money on Instagram? Like, I don't get it. Like, he was just like cheering for me, but like, he didn't get it. And he was like, I don't even understand what she's gonna do, but you know what, fuck it. So he was really surprised, you know. So even if people are supporting you, they probably don't even understand really what you're doing in the first place.
I mean, no, like, Instagram is such a wide world that people who are not in it, right, they can't possibly understand that you can make money on Instagram. And it's not being an influencer, but you can actually promote your business in the right way and making money and finding clients and so on. So yeah, it's a very, so how was it for you, Mandy, with your environment? Did they support you? Like, what happened?
I'm really lucky. I have two amazing parents. So they're not together anymore, but my mom, you know, she lives close by. So I've spent many weeks and days at her house outside writing in my little notebooks and, you know, watching webinars and dreaming about my business and trying and failing. And she's been there supporting me every step of the way, encouraging me to keep going. And then my dad, he actually was here probably a month or two after I started IBA. And I videotaped him looking at my Instagram feed. He was looking at it. He had his little glasses on and he's like all close up to the phone. And,
I
remember him looking at me being like, wow, this is really good. you maybe should quit your job to pursue this.
That's amazing.
And that was when I was like, oh yeah, I'm really onto something here. And just seeing the light in his eyes and like, getting the support from my mom and my aunt and uncle, you know, everybody has been really supportive. So I feel very, very grateful, you know, and my best friend, she's been encouraging me very much. And so I do feel very, very lucky about that.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And what's next, thank Mandy? You. Because like, you're doing amazing, obviously, but I'd love to know what's like 2022 going to be all about.
So this year I want to create a passive income course so I can become more available to a wider, you know, range of students, because like I said, like my main goal and purpose of starting this business is to help women with ADHD see their potential and really confidently step into entrepreneurship and build the life of their dreams and break free from these corporate jobs. Because, you know, like we've talked about, but especially having ADHD, like sometimes it just really doesn't work. The whole 9-to-5 jobs, like we're not able to be as creative as we want to be. You know, there's just a lot of limitations, a lot of boredom, you know, and that's just like not good for us. So my dream is to help as many people as possible really build these amazing lives. So that's my goal for 2022, really, and just become an entrepreneur that can really make some money and actually like live on her own without a corporate job. One of my goals was to be on a podcast like yours. So check this
out. January done.
I know. Great. Like moving on.
That's cool. Sounds super exciting. I think it's amazing. And I think, I don't know. I don't know if it's missing in it, but like, I just see so much stuff lately about ADHD. I just feel like it was something no one was talking about. And I know that now some people are starting to talk about it. And I'm quite glad because, to be fair, it made me realize that maybe that's something I might have a tendency in and I might get tested for it. So it's very interesting to learn about it. And I'm glad, you know, that there's people who stay niche like that. So that's why the power of a niche people, you know, staying very niche like that, I think is just amazing because you can really help people with this specific, you know, I don't know, you can call it disabilities or whatever the name is, but and help them thrive in this. Yeah, in this. So that's amazing.
Yeah. And a lot of times, so women are notoriously underdiagnosed for ADHD. So we, you know, are often diagnosed later in life. And I have a lot of clients and followers who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, even being like, wow, like I just figured this out and your content, I relate so much to it. And it's so mind blowing. And that alone is a huge reason, you know, I feel so connected to my work is because I feel like I have this duty since I've been diagnosed for 21 years. I feel like I have this duty to share everything I've been learning over that time because I was so lucky to be diagnosed at such a young age. We often get misdiagnosed with anxiety, depression, and those can go hand in hand with ADHD, but also like there might be more to someone that was diagnosed with just anxiety. And then later in life, they find out, oh, well, I had ADHD the whole time. And, you know, it can be tough to realize that later in life. So
that's amazing. And I just keep thinking about, indeed, Ginny, what you said about niching down, like you took a specific niche and it shows that it's so profitable. Like a lot of people when starting a business, they have this scarcity mindset of like, I need to stay broad. I need to work with pretty much anyone that is a woman or whatever that, you know, that ideal client is, and you went specific and it shows, look, you have a huge audience, 40,000 followers, you're continuously fully booked, you quit your job, and that is with a niche ideal client. So, you know, to whoever's listening and thinking that they have a really niche business idea, it is possible. Like look at Mandy, it's perfectly possible. And I think you're even going to be more successful by doing that.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more. Yes. Everyone listen to Ginny and Lara, whatever they say.
Okay, we need you on every podcast. Like just after what we say, like, yeah. Like whatever they say, it like helps.
For sure. And I'm glad you guys like that too. Cause I feel like I'm always commenting on your posts. I'm like, yes, they're the best. Listen to them. Cause it's so true. Like, and the thing is when you invest in yourself, you really have to be ready and you have to really commit. Like every single call that we would have, I would show up. I would come with a question, what I was working on. Like, okay, so I'm going to speak up. I'm going to ask my question. I'm going to take their advice and I'm actually going to implement it. And I think that that is a huge reason that I have been so successful is that I really, really committed. Like I haven't done much in my social life for the past 6 months and that's okay. Like I am, because I've wanted this to work for so long. I really committed. And that is a huge piece of advice that I have like to future IBA students, to future, you know, people that want to invest in themselves. Like if you're going to take that risk, like make it worth it by going all in and listening to the advice that you're given.
Yeah, I think that's such an important one. It's like, I think it's also like what makes a difference, right? Because you're investing, right? It's not cheap, like it's an investment and so on. And you're like, damn, I need to make it worth it because I can't just have invested that much in myself and not make it happen. So I think it's also when you invest, it's like such a commitment that it forces you to push yourself and to apply the knowledge and to make this happen.
Yeah, that's really powerful. That's pretty much like, we see it inside IBA as well. The people with the most amazing and the biggest results are just the people that were the most committed to, you know, applying it and taking time to go through it. I mean, literally, Ginny and I often say to each other, like, I feel like a IVA is always going to be 100% foolproof if you actually do the work. And because there's not much more you need. It's literally that. You just need to apply it. And, you know, if you, for example, buy a program or work with a coach or whoever it is that you end up investing in, and then you don't take that advice, you cannot obviously make things happen, right? So I'm so glad that you just kind of trusted us as well. Obviously, that's a huge compliment towards us that you just trusted what we were saying and applied it. And that it actually, you know, all worked out for the best as well.
It was good advice.
Well, I think if we can finish on one thing, Mandy, is what would you say to someone's on the fence of joining IBA?
Oh my gosh. If somebody is on the fence, I would gently push them to the other side of the fence. I would tell them that if they are serious about their business, if they are ready to change their life, then they definitely need to buy IBA, because everything that they need to succeed is inside of that program. And trust me when I say this, because I went from no clients to fully booked, from 7,000 followers to 40,000 followers in less than 6 months from following step-by-step through IBA. And I am so darn proud of myself. I quit my job where I was making a lot of money. But I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be prouder of myself. And I'm just like so thrilled and excited to see what 2022 has in store for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mandy. Okay. Well, where can people find you if they want to learn a bit more about ADHD and businesses and so on?
You can find me on Instagram at Mandy Bauer. It's MANDYB as in boy, AUER.
Yeah, we'll make sure to put it in the speaker notes as well under the episode so everyone can connect with you and find out
awesome.
More.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, thank you, Mandy, for joining us. It was amazing talking to you. And yeah, we've enjoyed obviously also having you inside IBA and seeing you on the calls and everything like that. So thank you for making it.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please leave us a rating or simply tell a friend about the Health Energy podcast. That will help us out massively.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.